Just about a year after having a sexual molestation conviction in Pennsylvania tossed out, Bill Cosby is again on the wrong side of a sex assault case. This legal saga began back in 1975, with one of the few things in the case that both sides agree on, that Bill Cosby met Judy Huth and her high school friend Donna Samuelson on a film set in Los Angeles, and then took them to the Playboy Mansion a few days later. From there, the accounts diverge. Huth says the three hung out at a game room in the mansion, and at one point, Cosby took her to a nearby bedroom. There, she says, Cosby tried to put his hands down her pants, then exposed himself to her and forced her to perform a sex act on him. Huth decided to sue in 2014, and the case finally came to trial this year, one of the last times that Cosby would face a formal reckoning stemming from accusations by dozens of women over the decades who accused him of sexual assault. Huth says it was the numerous allegations that prompted her to come forward with her account. As the trial got underway in Santa Monica, California, Cosby was 3,000 miles away at his home near Philadelphia. But clips from his 2015 video deposition in the case were played for the civil panel. In them, he denied any sexual contact with Huth, and through his reps, continues to deny all. Even after the trial, one rep, Andrew Wyatt, denounced Huth and said her victory is a hollow one.
What happened today wasn't a victory. They didn't get the punitive damages. The victory was ours because we got to disclose and show what this woman was all about.
One part of the defense in the Huth case centered on the video game Donkey Kong. Her key witness, Donna Samuelson, testified that she and her friend played video games at the mansion. She said the game was Donkey Kong, but that title didn't come out until 1981. The defense said that undermined the entire case. But the lawyers for Huth, meanwhile, leaned on the testimony of their star witness and her friend as the bedrock of their case, and in the end, that is what won out, but not without some last-minute drama. Last week, after 2 days of deliberations, jurors had decided nearly every question on their verdict form, save one: how much in damages Huth should receive. No one was saying it out loud, but it seemed a sure tip-off that Cosby would lose, since a non-liable verdict would make the amount of any damages moot. But the jury forewoman couldn't stay on the case because of a personal commitment. The judge agreed to let her go, and that meant the panel had to start from scratch with an alternate juror on Monday and delivered a verdict the following day. It was a clean sweep for Huth, with the jury finding that the abuse occurred, that she was underage when it happened, and that Cosby had reason to believe that she was a minor. The jury also found the comedian's conduct was driven by an unnatural or abnormal sexual interest in a minor. Huth says her win represents a triumph for all women who have accused Cosby over the decades.
It's been torture. It has. Just to be ripped apart, you know, thrown under the bus, backed over. And this, to me, is such a big victory. It really is. To all victims.
Meanwhile, it's a major legal defeat for Cosby, the 84-year-old entertainer who was once hailed as America's dad. His legacy was already tarnished by his 2018 conviction in a criminal case in which he was charged with drugging and molesting a Temple University official. The conviction was thrown out just over a year ago, and he was freed from prison. This second court finding further tarnishes his legacy, but his rep Wyatt says the accusers are women who have been trying to hop on what he says amounts to a legal gravy train.
All of these women wanted to be relevant, and they come back 56 or 70 years later trying to be relevant. Y'all can have this free time, have your 15 minutes of fame, because it's over.
Except that it may not be over. While Cosby is unlikely to face further criminal charges, there is at least one other civil trial pending against him. Meanwhile, several other civil lawsuits that have been filed against Cosby were settled out of court by his insurance company. Cosby's people have said that those settlements were made against the comedian's wishes. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.